This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The war between Israeli forces and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas has escalated further, with Lebanon's Hezbollah also joining the Hamas in its attack on Israel. Nearly 1,000 casualties have been reported so far on both sides. Yesterday, Hamas terrorists launched a wave of rocket attacks and fighters stormed into Israel in a surprise attack on Israel. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah fired large numbers of artillery shells and guided missiles at Israeli positions in a contested border area. It said the assault was in solidarity with the attack launched by Hamas. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. The Israeli government today said that more than 600 of its nationals have been killed since yesterday, over 100 kidnapped and more than 2,000 injured. Palestine, on the other side, has claimed that Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 370 people in the Gaza Strip, with almost 2,000 injured. Israel's cabinet today invoked Article 40LF, officially declaring war for the first time since the Yom Kippur War in 1973. The UN Security Council has called an emergency meeting tonight. Meanwhile, the effect of the war could be seen in other parts of the world. In Egypt, a policeman shot dead two Israeli tourists and their Egyptian tour guide in Alexandria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that he's received reports of several Americans being killed in Israel, adding that officials are trying to verify the reports. The world's leaders have condemned the attack on Israel by the Hamas terrorist group. Union Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan has urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian embassy there if they require any assistance. He was talking to the media in Kochi, Kerala today. Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline has said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the flood-affected areas of Sikkim. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra visited the flash flood-affected areas under Mangan district today. Talking to the media, the minister assured relief and assistance to the affected people, especially those stranded in the cut-off areas. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, the death toll from flash floods has gone up to 33, including 9 army personnel. The Indian Air Force celebrated its 91st anniversary in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. As part of the celebrations, IAF organized a ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Bamroli in Prayagraj. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, unveiled the new IAF ensign at the parade. Our correspondent reports the IAF also conducted an air display over Sangam area where more than 100 fighter and transport aircraft, including Rafale fighter jets, showcased the country's capabilities. In the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council Kargil LAHDCK elections, National Conference has won 12 seats, Congress 9, BJP 2 and Independence 2. Result of Shargul constituency is awaited. President of Tanzania Samia Suluhu Hassan today arrived in New Delhi on a four-day state visit to India. This is the first visit to India since the assumption of office of president. On her arrival at the airport, she was received by Union Minister of State for Education Annapurna Devi. The Tanzanian president will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. In cricket, India defeated Australia by 6 wickets in their opening match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. Chasing the target of 200 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 201 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 41.2 overs. Earlier, opting to bat, Australia were all out for 199 in 49.3 overs. Curtains came down on the 19th Asian Games at Hangzhou Olympic Stadium in China this evening. The ceremony saw performers put on a dazzling display celebrating love and unity between all participating countries. The Indian contingent won 107 medals, 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze at Hangzhou. And that is the end of this news bulletin.